Leave the stations on the airwaves. Don't let the government take them away. Leave the stations on the airwaves. When they go, it'll be a sad, sad day. In Dublin, back 10 years ago, a man named Cook started it all. He put on the first station, which a lot of you people recall. And it played the sort of music that we all like to hear. It spread out throughout the nation, and it got stronger, yes, got stronger, yes, got stronger year by year. Leave the stations on the airwaves. Don't let the government take them away. Leave the stations on the airwaves. When they go, it'll be a sad, sad day. Now you people all over Ireland, please listen to what I say. Don't let down your local station that you listen to every day. Tell me, how would you like it when your favorite station's gone? There will be no country music, no ballads, no rock and roll, no local news, nothing at all. Leave the stations on the airwaves. Don't let the government take them away. Leave the stations on the airwaves. When they go, it'll be a sad, sad day. On the last day of December in 1988, don't forget, your local station will be closing on that day. There'll be thousands on the door queue. There'll be no take-home pay. And the stations will be silenced. No 813s, no new LPs, no nothing, nothing at all. Leave the stations on the airwaves. Don't let the government take them away. Leave the stations on the airwaves. When they go, it'll be a sad, sad day. Leave the stations on the airwaves. Don't let the government take them away. Leave the stations on the airwaves. When they go, it'll be a sad, sad day. Leave the stations on the airwaves. Don't let the government take them away. Leave the stations on.